You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, everybody. Trevor Noah here. The Daily Show is officially back on TV. Yay! Okay, well, not like on TV, because for now, we're not The Daily Show. We're The Daily Social Distancing Show, broadcasting from my apartment. Because we're being responsible and we're staying at home, you know, to help contain the spread of coronavirus. I've been in my house for 11 days now. Here's a fun tip that I learned today. Rice tastes better if you soak it in some hot water first. Yeah, it's not as crunchy, but it works. These are cool things you learn when you stay at home. Also, because I've now accepted that this is my new reality, I'm gonna try slowly turn my little library area into my TV studio. You know, there's a more presentable TV studio space. And so I'm responding to some of your concerns that I've seen online. I have decided to replace the dying plant that was behind me with a fake plant that will last forever. Anyway, on today's episode, we're gonna catch up on all the latest coronavirus developments, like bad news about the Olympics, the big bailout fights in Congress, and desperate doctors getting help from TV doctors. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
From Trevor's couch in New York City to your couch somewhere in the world, this is the Daily Social Distancing Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
All right, let's kick it off with some good news first. The FDA has just approved a new coronavirus test due to start shipping this week. And this test will dramatically decrease the wait time for results, right? Down from a few days to a mere 45 minutes, which is no time at all. That's just the time you take to wash your hands if you're doing it right. Also, as doctors are treating more patients, they're learning more about the disease and ways that they can help people self-diagnose earlier. For example, doctors are now saying that a loss of smell or taste can be a symptom of coronavirus. It's completely true. Yeah. So if you thought your husband's chronic farting problem suddenly got better, you in danger, girl. Is it just me though, or does it seem like the disease has more specific symptoms every day, right? Because first they were like, okay, it's flu-like symptoms. Then they said, no, it's a cough, but it's a dry cough. And now it's like you lose your sense of smell. Pretty soon it's gonna be like, apparently coronavirus makes your right butt cheek really large and your left butt cheek gets all lopsided and twitchy. Then you gotta go to the hospital if that happens. You're gonna be falling every time you sit down. Whoa, corona, whoa. Oh, here's some really good news. For all those people who are stressing about running out of toilet paper, there's a new online toilet paper calculator that will help people figure out how long your supply will last so that you can stop hoarding. Because right now, some people have bought so much toilet paper, they can probably pass it down in their will. Just be like, and to my grandchildren, I bequeath my fine collection of Charmin Ultra Soft that I bought during the Corona crisis of 2020. So, that's the good news. The bad news is that the coronavirus world tour is still in full swing. In India, Prime Minister Modi has ordered 100 million people under lockdown. That's right. An entire bus in India is not allowed to move. And in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel became the first European leader to self-quarantine. And the country has banned groups of more than 2 people from gathering, which is really unfortunate for Germans. Because you realize it takes at least 5 people to get in or out of Lederhosen. Like, leather pants are no joke, you can't do that alone. Now, the big international news today is over in Japan, where the Summer Olympics look like they're being postponed until 2021. Yeah, they're postponing the Olympic Games. Meanwhile, Tom and Linda are going forward with their game night as planned. Yeah, I thought I'd gotten out of it, but now they want me to do it over Skype. Unbelievable. How do you even play game night over Skype? Well, which cards do you have? That's the point of the game. Gotta show you my cards so you know what cards I have, and then I'm playing with my cards at home. Just cancel, Tom and Linda, just cancel. But if I was Japan, I would have still held the games even if all the other countries dropped out. Because think about it. If everybody else is out, you win gold in every event. Although they'll also come last in every event. Yeah, but still, I mean, you just sing the national anthem and for winners. And either way, I would have held the event. The other way to save the Olympics is you can just do it over Zoom or Skype, like everything else right now. You know, just have all the gymnasts doing their thing in different places. They could all describe it to each other. You know, just be like, okay, hi everybody, am I on? Can you see me? I'm gonna do a backflip right now. Sorry, what did you say? I can't hear you. You're breaking up. Did you just say dog shit? No, I said backflip. I'm gonna do a backflip. Hey guys, it's Katerina here. I just got on. Is it my turn to do a forward flip yet? No, I'm doing the thing. You know what? Let. Personally, I think they should just turn social distancing into an Olympic sport. Yeah, we can watch that. Have you watched people these days? Yeah, when they're walking down the street going to the grocery store, every time someone gets within 6 feet of them, they're basically doing Olympic moves. Now, despite coronavirus being one of the most stressful situations the world has ever experienced, it has also given us moments of pure comedy gold. For instance, in Italy, despite being one of the hardest hit countries with 60,000 confirmed cases, some Italians are still going out, living their normal lives, and having fun. Which is not only irresponsible, it's stressing a lot of people out, right? And so, a lot of Italian mayors and local leaders have started posting videos yelling at people to go back home.
Mi arrivano notizie che qualcuno vorrebbe preparare la festa di laurea. Mandiamo i carabinieri, ma li mandiamo con i lanciafiamme.
Sono il sindaco, sul mio territorio non si passeggia. Non vi posso impedire formalmente di uscire da casa? Bene, vi impedisco di passare sul suolo pubblico.
Ma dove cazzo andate? Dove andate con questi cani che ci hanno la prostata infiammata?
Non è un film, tu non sei Will Smith in Io sono leggenda.
Non si può stare in mezzo alla strada, come ve lo devo spiegare? Non si può stare.
E voi, non è previsto il ping pong. Andiamo alla PlayStation.
Yo, I gotta say, I love how direct Italians are. Because in America, mayors are like, please help to flatten the curve, to limit your excursions to only essential travel. Please, we know people aren't doing this. We need you. And in Italy, they're just like, get the fuck inside. I'll knock your teeth in. You don't listen to me. Why you don't listen? I got to come there and I punch you in the face. I got to break you. You're mad that I got to break you. Now, while leaders in Italy are threatening to come and kick their constituents' ass, the residents of Spain seem to be a little more well-behaved. And so to reward the citizens stuck at home, the police are driving around and performing for people in the streets. Oh, you see? That's nice. That's a really nice thing for those police to do, and something that would never work in the USA. Can you imagine that? Police driving out, jumping out of their cars with instruments playing from people. As soon as black people start clapping, the cops would lose their shit. They'd just be like, and we're here to sing for you. And black people would be like, yeah. They'd be like, shots fired, shots fired, shots fired. Be like, yo man, I was clapping. Put your hands down. They're my hands, man. They're my hands. All right, so that's some of what's going on around the world. So let's switch gears and catch up on everything over here in the US. Over the past few days, more high-profile people have tested positive for coronavirus. Andy Cohen has coronavirus. Senator Rand Paul has coronavirus. Even Harvey Weinstein, who's in prison, has tested positive for coronavirus, which makes coronavirus the first thing that's come into contact with Harvey Weinstein by choice. Now, because Rand Paul tested positive, a number of senators who came into contact with him quarantined themselves out of precaution. And when Trump was asked about one of those senators, he could barely contain his glee.
President Trump's press briefing yesterday started on notes of unity and strength but quickly turned to him, appearing to mock Senator Mitt Romney's decision to self-isolate himself.
On top of Senator Paul, now four senators are in isolation, and the rules say that in order to vote, they have to be there.
Who are they?
Romney, Senator Lee,
Senator Gardner, Senator Rick Scott.
Senator Rick Scott, also. Two of them were in contact with.
Rick is coming out.
With the critical stimulus package vote expected.
Romney's in isolation?
Yes.
Gee, that's too bad. Go ahead.
Detect sarcasm there, sir?
No, no, no.
Whew, God damn. You know, even if we all get wiped out, I feel like Trump's pettiness is going to be the only thing that survives this pandemic. And like, there's no good time for a president to be a dick, but what he did there was a little, I mean, it was shitty, right? Mitt Romney's in danger after being exposed to the virus, right? And Mitt Romney's wife, Anne, has MS, so she's at a higher risk for complications. And I bet Trump didn't even think of this when he spoke, you know, because he can't imagine a husband and wife ever getting close enough to expose one another. Now, obviously, it's not just famous people testing positive for coronavirus. Every day, the number of infected people in America goes up by thousands. And because of that, hospitals are now being overwhelmed. Doctors are running out of vital supplies, like masks, gloves, and gowns. And it's gotten so desperate that the CDC is telling doctors to just try and use scarves and bandanas. That's really troubling for two reasons. One, doctors are obviously going to be at an increased risk of getting infected by the virus. And two, every hospital is going to start looking like it's being run by the Crips and the Bloods. Hey, man, don't you ever let me catch you prescribing shit in my ward, cuz. Now let me get that CT scan on Miss Chowalski. So now, the hospital equipment shortage has gotten so dire that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the state was forced to buy 2 million masks from overseas for about five times their regular price. And even though some mask manufacturers in America are ramping up production, it's not happening fast enough. It's not happening fast enough for the doctors who are on the front lines. And so, governors have been pleading with President Trump to use the Defense Production Act to force private companies in America to produce all the supplies hospitals desperately need. But Trump has refused to use this law, implying that it would turn America into Venezuela. Yeah. And while he's telling American governors to figure things out for themselves, he also wrote a letter to Kim Jong-un offering to help North Korea to fight the coronavirus. So at this point, I don't know what's more unbelievable, that Donald Trump is worrying about North Korea or that he was able to write an entire letter. Like, if you ask me, maybe that's what doctors in America need to do. They need to take 2 hours off and launch some missiles into the Sea of Japan. Then maybe Trump will be like, nice shot, guys. Great missile launch. Here's some masks. Game recognized. Game. So, with many hospitals struggling and the federal government not doing enough to solve the crisis, everyone is trying their best to help out however they can. TV medical shows are donating all of their supplies, their masks, their gloves, their gowns that they've been using as props. This is a real thing that is happening right now. TV shows, TV doctor hospital shows are giving their props in. And I'm glad that they're not giving their doctors in. Those doctors are mad sexy. If you thought coronavirus made it hard to breathe before, can you imagine being treated by McDreamy?
Doctor, are you okay? Is something wrong? Are those the symptoms? No, it's your eyes. I can't breathe.
Now, because the numbers of people infected keep increasing, governors of 9 states have ordered their citizens into lockdown, which means right now, 100 million Americans are forced to stay at home. 100 million people. That's 1/3 of the US population, or one subway car in New York. And because 100 million people are forced to stay at home, the economy is on the brink of a historic collapse. Over the weekend, an official with the Federal Reserve predicted that the unemployment rate could skyrocket all the way up to 30%. And to give you perspective, that would be worse than any point during the Great Depression. Yeah. So to try and stop this from happening, Congress has been working on a massive $2 trillion stimulus, a $2 trillion stimulus package that would give people money and keep businesses afloat. But negotiations between Republicans and Democrats have been contentious, and the main sticking point has been the Republicans are proposing that a huge chunk of the stimulus money would go into a slush fund controlled by the Trump administration. Yeah. So imagine that. Trump would have a ton of money that he could control, and they wouldn't even have to tell the public who they gave the money to for 6 months. 6 months is a lot of time. Trump will be in Mexico by that time, living under an alias, Señor Trumpo. You realize Trump would basically be able to choose which businesses he wants to survive and which businesses he wants to end up like his businesses. Basically, any company that has publicly opposed Trump or makes vegetables could get screwed. It's over for them. The Jolly Green Giant is going to be out here selling his kidneys just to make ends meet. And while lawmakers are haggling over funding and healthcare professionals are trying to keep people alive, many parents across the nation are facing a struggle right now. And that struggle is being stuck at home with their kids. So, earlier on, I gave Desi Leidick a call to see how she's handling being a stuck-at-home mom. Desi, hey.
Hi.
Oh, wow. So Trevor. Good to see your face.
How you doing?
I mean, I'm self-quarantined. I'm doing what everyone else is doing. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm great. We're doing great, you know. Just a lot of family bonding time, a lot of time together, which is, you know, we don't get that a lot. So, I guess small silver lining in this thing. You know, so much time together. Just a lot of just being trapped in a one bedroom apartment with a small child for 2 weeks. So it's good. But for such a tight space, I'm actually finding a lot of new places to cry in. So that's good.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, look on the bright side, at least you have people there. Like I don't have kids, so it's just me alone at home. Like I'm trying to find ways to kill time. Like yesterday I put all my t-shirts on at the same time, like all of them. That's how lonely I am. Like you have your family, you can spend time with them.
No, Trevor, I would love to be that lonely right now. See, when you have a kid, you go into it thinking, I'm gonna spend an hour tops a day, tops. I'm spending 24 hours a day with him. It's a lot. Normally he'd go to school, he'd come back with a cute story. You know, some kid fell down on the playground and he laughed, it was hilarious. All of his stories I already know. I'm in all the stories, I'm here to see it all. It's the worst.
Wow, okay. I mean, I hope he's not hearing you say any of this. But like at school and—
Go back in your room. And just go back in your room, buddy. Go back in your room. Make mommy a drink. In an old fashioned. With the muddle it. You gotta muddle it. Use all that upper body strength. What?
But like, other than making drinks, are you also teaching your kid at home? Because I know a lot of moms and families have been saying that homeschooling has been the hardest part of this self-distancing process. Are you homeschooling your kid?
Yeah, it's going terribly. It's horrible. I'm like expected to know all of this stuff that I've forgotten about long ago. Like, do you even remember learning about the different types of clouds?
Yeah.
Well, he came in and he was like, "Mommy, my favorite type of cloud is a cumulonimbus.
Cumulonimbus?
Yeah, yeah, that. I almost spanked him because I thought he was saying a dirty word. And then we're supposed to go over the capitals of states. You know that the capital of Maine is Augusta? That's not the way it should be. It should be Maine City. They should all be like that. You know, Maine City, Alabama City, Colorado City. Capital of the United States should be America City. Shut up, Siri. Shut up. Shut up. So many voices. There's just so many. It's just incessant.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, I feel like right now you're feeling it. But think on the bright side. Like after this is done, you'll know all the clouds and you'll learn about all the city. Like you'll get to learn the things that your son is learning in school. So like it's a win-win.
No, but we're not going to do that anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. No, I'm not going to homeschool anymore. none of this stuff is going to come in handy. I'm going to teach him stuff post-corona. He's going to know what it's like to live post-corona, right? Like how to MacGyver a mask out of his Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle underwear. That's going to come in handy. How to search for quarters in the dirt. Valuable skill. How to cook a rat with a magnifying glass. He'll be glad I taught him that.
Why are you eating rats? It's like just going to be like a month or like...
We don't know, Trevor. We don't know.
Yeah, but I mean... I feel like I hear you. I just think the things you're teaching him are a little, I think it's a little extreme.
No, he'll thank me later. He'll thank me later. What? I'm coming. I'll be right there. I gotta go. Sorry, recess is over.
Oh, fun. What does he do for recess?
I don't know. Recess is for me. Bye.
Okay, bye. Is that vodka? What? Yeah, so that was Desi Leidick, everybody, who I think is raising Mad Max. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Daily Social Distancing Show. So, as we all know, Donald Trump may not be the best at managing a crisis or getting funding to all the hospitals that needed to buy masks or doing anything presidential. But we can't deny, the man is great at words. And don't take my word for it, take his words for it.
An example of the Pierre Noël Ricard to the highest level of activists. I mean, if you take a look at what we did, and that's remdesivir.
Truly spentaflacula. Now, you may remember this, or you may not, because it sort of happened before Corona went crazy. But this is actually a great time to get back into our Trump's best words competition. Because before we started the Daily Social Distancing Show, the Daily Show had an online bracket where you could choose Trump's best words. Because, I mean, we gotta find the best word of all time. And so Michael Costa and Roy Wood Jr. have some updates on which words are in the liege.
Yo, what up, man?
How you hanging, man? You good? You good so far?
Yeah, you know.
Good. Right. The shirt, the hair is a little bit better. All right.
Yeah, I'm naked from the waist down, but we're in quarantine.
That's more information than I needed to hear. Have you voted yet, Costa?
Oh, my God. Is it election day?
I'm talking about Trump's best words, the Daily Show bracket game that we're playing right now. Picking the best words Trump mispronounced. We're down to the Sweet 16, bro.
Yeah, or as Trump would say, the sweat shish term.
Now, the first matchup we have in the sweat shish scene is Najajij versus Entropin.
And the combat infantry badge.
The Nazis.
Don't take this out of context, Roy, but I like the Nazis.
You heard it here first, people. Costa loves the Nazis.
That's not what I'm... All right, here's another one, Roy. Criminal versus anonymous. Anonymous.
By anonymous, really anonymous.
To shield and shelter criminal. Look, wait.
It's definitely not a smooth criminal, I tell you that much.
I actually like criminal. I feel like it's criminal, but with a tentacle.
What about this matchup?
Okay.
Carolyn versus statistics.
You're going to see some statistics coming out. Heroin alone, if you look at the heroin epidemic.
I like heroin because it's like he's trying to say heroin, but then he thought of a woman named Marilyn's name and he tried to bring them together.
Marilyn, where's my heroin?
Yeah, like does he normally buy his heroin from Marilyn?
All right, what about this matchup? Trans pants versus oranges.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings. Receive heart, lung, and liver transplants annually.
Well, I'm going to go with trans pants because I'm not wearing any trans pants right now, as I already told you.
I'm not even in the same building as you, and I just feel the need to social distance just a little more.
You've got less than 2 days to vote for Trump's best words at dailyshowbracket.com.
Yo, I'm loving the beard. I might grow me one.
Oh, yeah? I was going to shave it, but I don't have the time right now, you know?
Michael Costa and Roy Wood Jr., everybody. Thanks so much, guys. All right, everybody, that's it for today's episode of the Daily Social Distancing Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. But before we go, if you want to help out during this time, remember you can. We ask that if you have anything, please go to nokidhungry.org and donate to kids who get meals while their schools are shut down. If you want to help feed kids specifically in New York City, then go to cityharvest.org and you can donate whatever you're able to. Stay safe out there, or stay safe in there, inside. and I'll see you here tomorrow.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.